Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artist. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, and I am in Las Vegas. My co-host, Mike Reynolds. Mike, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, sir. How are you tonight?
Good. And let me just wish you an early happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, Mike.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks.
Your birthday eve. And we have a fan co-host and a huge fan of Will Downing's, Miss Rhonda Michelle. Rhonda, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How's everybody doing?
Doing just well. Doing just well. All right. So the chat room is filling up, so we want to welcome Andrew Harris, Seeing Heart, Cheryl, Flower Girl, all of those guests that are in the chat room. Tammy, thank you all for coming in. Come on in. Just make yourself comfortable. You can join us by going to TalkingSmoothJazz.com, clicking on the TSJ Radio Show page, and then the Play Chat button that will bring you into the chat room. You can also give us a call at 646-716-5485 if you would like to speak to Will. But we're going to do it a little bit different this time. We want to have a time, some time to talk to Will, so we will start taking calls at about 7:20, 7:30. So we can have time to talk to Will and then play some music from the brand new CD, Lust, Love, and Lies, an audio novel. All right, so just hold off for calling in for another 20 minutes or so, and then we will take your calls. Well, let me bring on, known as the Crown Prince of Sophisticated Soul, Grammy-nominated Will Downing is back with a brand new album, Lust, Love, and Lies, an audio novel that tells the story of a couple's relationship with songs and vignettes of conversations. Will Downing, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Oh, thank you very much. How's everybody doing this evening?
Sure.
We are doing very well.
Good.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk to you about this new CD.
Oh, it's my pleasure. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Lust, Love, and Lies. I want to talk about the inspiration for this. Tell us about that.
It's your life story.
If only.
Well, why are you being quiet? Come on, Jazz Girl.
If only, shoot. Look,
notice.
I would be Dee and Vanessa and Monica with you. Oh, yeah.
You know what? There's a little bit of all of them in you, I'm sure. And same thing for you, Mike. Don't clam up now. You laughing back there. Do a little bit of your story in there, too. What do you think?
I don't know. Yeah, it's a little bit of my story. Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, in all honesty, it's everybody's story. I mean, if you're of a certain age, you've experienced something like this. You've probably met someone someplace, and you're physically attracted to one another, and that's where the lust aspect comes from. Then hopefully it kind of turned into you guys became better friends, and you liked each other, and potentially grew into a love situation. And in this story, someone told like a slight lie and, you know, made the relationship go away.
Okay, I'm getting some feedback. Okay. Maybe that'll help. All right. So, okay.
Cello?
Help? Yeah.
Is that better?
Yes. Thank you.
So do I have to do that all again? Because I can do it.
No.
You sure? I can do it backwards if you like. No?
Okay. Sure you
can.
They broke up, then they met, then they, no. Okay.
No, I'm going to ask you, because you said that this record has been in your mind for like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did you get out?
Well, you know what? I'm lazy. basically being lazy. I mean, it's a lot of work. You know, I had never done anything like this before with the kind of spoken vignettes in between songs to kind of tell the story. And I just wasn't 100% sure of how to go about it. I wasn't sure of who I wanted to use to do it. And it's just one of those things that when you see something that's hard to do, sometimes you avoid it and you get lazy. And that's what I did. But I finally came to the realization that, you know, if I'm not going to do it now, when will I do it? So I decided to put pen to paper and, you know, get the right folks that I wanted to play each role, and I did it.
And let's talk about the players in this. Who are Dee, Unique, Vanessa, Monica, and your crazy friend?
Well, our lead character, Dee, is actually a woman named Deanna Williams, who is a radio personality out of Philadelphia. She's with a station called WRNB, and she's a longtime friend of mine and obviously a very good actress as well. Let's see. Will Rollins, I take credit for that when I am, you know, a.k.a. Will Rollins. Let's see. Vanessa is my wife, Audrey.
Okay.
One of the friends that, one of the first people that I speak to, and I think the piece is called Put Your Mama on the Phone. That's one of my co-producers, Rex Rideout. And the person at the end, who plays the role of Monica, is a family friend of mine, and her name is Kais Wright. And I think
okay.
I got everyone. Wait a minute, I'm missing one guy. Another friend of mine who's also an old co-producer of mine. He plays another friend of the main character, Will Rollins, and his name is Noel Goring.
Okay. Now,
and I think my dog's in there, too. Hold on. I'm sorry. I got to give credit to my dog. My dog is on One Track Barking, and that's Coda. Coda the dog is on the CD, too, if you listen to One Track Coda in the background. So I got to give credit. I don't want him to bite me later.
I wish that there had been a little bit more on Vanessa, because I knew exactly where that was going, but I just wish there had been like one more conversation about Vanessa so she could finish her story.
Well, that, you know, leaves room for part two.
Yes, it does.
That was my question.
Yes, it does.
It was a few cliffhangers, so I was wondering, is there going to be a part two?
Well, I guess it depends on the success of part one. we seem to be off to a pretty good start. You know, when I started this project, I really didn't know how the hardcore fans would take to it. So, I mean, I'm noticing that, you know, it's gone over very well. And, you know, the intelligent listeners are kind of saying exactly what you're saying. You know, what happened to, and why did she, and is that your... Those are all the kind of questions. I'm trying not to give away too much of the story for those who haven't heard the CD. But those are the questions that I was hoping to get asked, and they're coming through that way. So people seem to enjoy it, so maybe there will be a part two. Cha-cha-cha!
That was a lot of fun. My reaction to the CD was, in this order, what? Oh, no, he didn't. And that's what he gets. And Unique is a mess. She is a mess.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I forgot to give him credit. That's Royale Watkins, who plays Unique.
Oh, my goodness.
His very best friend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Royale. That's my boy, Royale. He's been out of D.C. Yeah.
He's an interesting character.
Hey, and let me tell you, there's a Unique in every relationship. And that one in every relationship, but yeah. He was a
sometimes
mess.
Like,
no, he did not.
Yeah, sometimes more than one, right.
Right.
Now, Will, I'm going to ask Will, you know, this format has been used before. Maxwell and 96 used this format for his urban hangout and everything. So was that, did you want to do it quite like that, or you know, was that something that you looked at as doing it sort of like the way he did his?
Well, you know what? I didn't think of it in that way. I think the last time that I really heard someone really kind of go after this concept was probably like Millie Jackson. And that had to be probably mid-70s. I mean, and that's not a slight to Maxwell in any way, but I kind of liken mine to, you know, a slightly older version of this idea. So, no, I hadn't even really looked at Maxwell's his outing at all.
okay. All right, well, I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to play it in order, but I'm not going to play any of the conversations because you have to get this CD. It was released yesterday. Tuesday, I'm sorry. It is available now on Amazon.com. So we are not giving away a whole lot of information on the CD. I'm going to play some songs, but Will, I'm not going to play any of the conversations because people
okay.
have to buy the CD to hear that.
All right, now you don't want Unique coming after you now, do you? You don't want Unique coming after
Unique
you.
Unique
so.
Is like...
Yeah, I'll call Unique and make sure it's all right that you don't play his piece. But, you know, if he says yes, you got to do what you got to do.
I'm telling you, it's so funny. All right, we're going to start with the first song, Glad I Met You Tonight. And this is where you met Dee, so let's tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's where Will Rollins met Dee. Come on now, don't throw me under the bus. Now, that's Will Rollins. This is Will Rollins'
okay.
story.
Okay.
Well, this is the one of the main characters, and this is how the two main characters meet, Will Rollins and Dee Washington. And they met just like a lot of people meet. They met inside a club, and the very general questions that normally go on when you first meet someone happen in this song. So, hey, how you doing? What's your name? What's your sign? Where do you work? Da-da-da. You like what I like? Oh, da. Chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. Boom. Glad I met you tonight. That's where it came from.
And this is the first single being released on the CD as well. All right.
First single, first song. Set it up.
All right.
Lady,
All right. There is the beginning of Lust, Love, and Lies, an audio novel. So, Will, you worked a lot with Rex Rideout on this CD, Classique, and After Tonight.
Yes.
Did Rex take any inspiration from Classique into this new one?
Well, to be brutally honest with you, I had only done one song on this project with Rex. The majority of it was done with a gentleman, Chris, and we call him Big Dog, Chris Davis. So Chris and I had done the majority of the writing and the producing on it, and Rex contributed one song on this one. But in the past, I thought you were making a general statement. I have worked on probably the last five or six CDs pretty much exclusively with Rex. So on this one, it was just we introduced or reintroduced Chris Davis because I worked with Chris when I did A Million Ways.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Now, Will, I know that this was a quick turnaround that you just released Classique like last year and everything, mm-hmm. but I also read that you guys meet once a year to, you know, go over different ideas and different things that you may want to do for an upcoming project. Now, did you guys meet up and did you express that you wanted to do this with Rex and with, well, of course with Chris, but with Rex, and then I guess, how did you guys, you know, meet up and talk this thing out?
Well, when I originally came up with the idea about 5 or 6 years ago, I was actually talking about it with Rex. And then when I decided to implement it, Rex was working with Kim, the artist Kim. And Kim pretty much had him, you know, locked up working with him for the majority of the time that I was writing for this record. And that's why he didn't play like a huge role in the producing and or co-writing of this project. So it was just a matter of, you know, bad timing for both of us. So, not that Chris is, you know, gets the booby prize of, you know, being the next, you know, co-writer or co-producer in line, but just timing on Rex's behalf, you know, didn't make it possible for us to work together on the record. But, he was actually one of the first people that I had spoken to about doing this kind of project, this concept record.
Okay. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
Rhonda,
I'm sure all the songs are dear and near to you, but which one is your favorite?
You know what song I really love a lot on this project is the song Saturday.
Okay.
And it kind of has like a Stevie Wonder-esque sort of feel to it. And I can't tell you exactly why. I just love it. And oddly enough, I've done, I don't know, 14 or 15 projects, and that's the one song that my youngest daughter loves. And maybe I love it for that reason, because, you know, she's never really taken an interest in my music before. I mean, she appreciates it, but, you know, she's certainly, you know, a 14-year-old to her heart. So her favorite artist is Drake. For her to say, like, oh, Dad and Drake are in the same, you know, category, I was like, oh, hey, either Drake done come down a notch or I've come up a notch. You know, either way you want to look at it.
For me, when I first listened to the snippet, I heard a little bit of auto-tune on Safe in His Arms. And I was a little mad at you, Will, because I think that's the last thing that you need. But that is my absolute favorite song. That's
just
on repeat from the minute I got the CD Tuesday.
All right, I'll call T-Pain and say thanks.
Now, Will, what is the timeline when you meet D to track number 20, the last track? What's the timeline there?
Well, let's see. Well, when they're in church, I think that, you know, I think I'd made mention of them going out for like about 6 weeks. Mention that, and I could be off on my timing because I'm not the brightest person in the world. But is it 6 weeks? Yeah. So probably I would say all of this kind of transpired, let's just safely say, over a 2-month period.
Okay. All right.
Quick romance.
And then Vanessa comes to town. I'm like, okay.
I love you, I love you, I love you. Now change, right? You're one of those kind of relationships.
I'm like, okay, you guys have got to get the CD. I'm telling you, you have to get the CD. It's available now on Amazon.com. It's called Lust, Love, and Lies, an audio novel. This is so good. The conversation pieces, just, I'm telling you, you will be yelling and fussing at the CD like I was. No, he did not say that. Unique is crazy and just everything. Okay, I'm going to open up the phone lines now, and we do have a call holding. I'll get you just a minute. Let me give out the phone number again, 646-716-5485. Those in the chat room, if you have a question, please send it by a private message because I will probably lose it as the chat scrolls up. So if you have a question for Will, send it that way, and I will get it to him. All right, area code 404. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Well, hello. Hi, Terry. This is Deanna Phillips from Atlanta. How are you today?
Hello. Hi, Deanna.
Hi, Mr. Downing. How are you?
And I'm going to tell you like I told everybody else. Mr. Downing is my dad. Right, Mike?
Okay.
That's right.
I'm just Will.
Okay. Hi, Will. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Don't call me Will. Call me Mr. Downing. No, I'm not playing with you.
Okay. Well, I had the pleasure of attending the opening CD release party in Atlanta. It was
oh, okay.
Great time. You looked great. Everything
Thank
was
you.
Well. I just wanted you to sing more songs, but of course it wasn't a concert. It was your CD release party, so we appreciate the songs that you did sing. And thanks to Renee Miller and WCLK and whoever else sponsored your visit there. We really do appreciate it. I have your album. I hadn't played it yet. I've been so busy, but trust me, I am going to break the label tonight.
Okay.
I actually do not have a question, but I just wanted to let you know that I really do love you as an artist. Your music is very, very deep. For me, it's detail-oriented, and it's focused more towards things that I can relate to in life, and I think that is what makes an artist great, when you can have an audience that can relate to some of the songs that you are singing and writing about. Now, I actually met someone that was really special to me. You actually did a concert, I think it was in 2005 in Birmingham, Alabama. You and Mike Phillips and Regina Bell were performing. And a girlfriend and I decided that we would go to Birmingham instead of Atlanta. I don't think you were the headline in Atlanta, but you were in Birmingham. So we went to Birmingham to see you, and I had been conversing with a young man, and I met them at the concert, and we ended up getting very close, but he didn't go to the concert, but he met with us afterwards, and we couldn't wait to break open the CD and play it. And, of course, Crazy Love was one of our favorite songs. Unfortunately, I lost him 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry to hear that.
The song.
It's all right. Take your time. Take your time.
That song is going to be a part of my life for a long time. And I just really wanted to let you know that. I'm sorry, Terry. I didn't mean to cry. I swore I wasn't going to cry. But I just wanted to thank you.
Oh,
sometimes artists don't really understand how their music affects a person's life,
mm-hmm.
and I really wanted to let you know that. I really wanted to let you know that, and thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate you. I'm sorry for your loss, but, you know, I mean, he'll forever remain in your memories, and I'm glad that, you know, that I was part of your good memories with him. So, you know, I'm very sorry to hear about your loss, but he's, you know, he's still with you. He's in your heart, and he's certainly on your mind.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, it was difficult at first. He was an attorney in Birmingham. But, you know, it's life is part of life. Surely as you live, you will surely die. And you just have to live as your life to the fullest and do as many fun things, have good memories, and try not to let stress, you know, take you down. Right now, the economy, everything is so bad, and people need to really find another resource and to keep their mind elevated on the good things and not the bad. And for me, that's what the music does. And I just want to
thank you.
You're more than
thank
well.
You. Glad I could help. And the next time when I come through Atlanta, you know, I'll be at the Symphony Hall. And
right.
I'll do a whole bunch of songs then. All right. That's why I didn't do a whole bunch of songs that night.
Oh, understand. We're greedy.
You said it, I didn't. You said that, I didn't.
No, I'm just being honest.
Okay. Thank you, Deanna.
All right, glad we could make you smile.
All right, bye-bye.
All right,
you have a good evening. Thank you so much for calling.
Anytime, Terry. Thank you.
All righty, bye-bye. That was a touching story. Wow.
Yeah.
I have a question for you from the chat room. Cynthia would like to know, will you collaborate on another CD with Gerald Albright in the near future? The Pleasures of the Night CD was outstanding, and I agree with that.
Well, thank you, to both of you. I talk with Gerald all the time, and we keep saying, you know, we'll potentially do another one, and you never know what the future holds. I mean, that was a great project. We're, you know, obviously very good friends. And, I mean, I'd love to do another project with him. So, you know, hopefully there will be a Pleasures of the Night part two. Hopefully there will be a Lust, Love, and Lies part two. You know, hopefully there will be a whole lot of, you know, very good music and things in the future that we can make folks smile and enjoy. So, you know, we'll see.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to play another song. But, Mike, Rhonda, you guys have a question before I do?
No, not right now.
Well, I noticed that your youngest daughter sings on your CDs. How do you feel about her being in the music industry?
Well, I'm ecstatic. I'm glad that, you know, like me, she found out what she wants to do with her life at a very early age. And it's pretty much at the same age that I kind of decided that I wanted to do it. I mean, I kind of found out that I wanted to be a singer, like around 13 or 14 years old. So it's very odd to kind of look at her and see the determination in her eyes and everything that she does. It's like looking in the mirror. You hear people say that all the time, but she's got that drive and determination. And, you know, she really wants this. And academically, she's doing the same thing that I was doing, messing up. all she wants to do is sing. So it's so, I mean, there's nothing I can really say to her, because I'm literally looking at myself and going, okay, I know that person over there, and she really wants it bad, and I'm not going to deter her. I'm going to help her in any way that I can.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay, so the next song is, I guess you met Dee at a club, and now you guys are on the dance floor, you know, having a good time, and this mm-hmm. song is called Feeling All Right. So you want to elaborate a little bit on that one?
Well, that's probably one of the only songs on the record that really needs no explanation. They've just met. They've kind of gone through the general, you know, meeting, whatever it is, with Glad I Met You Tonight. And now they're just kind of standing there. So, you know, he kind of looks at him and says, hey, would you like to dance? And basically it is just them going to the dance floor and getting their party on.
Feeling All Right.
While we dance together, can I gently hold your hand? Mr. DJ plays my favorite jazz. When he says, hey, I want you to raise your hand up to the sky. When he says, oh, show me just how low you can go. It ain't gonna hurt you. I'm blaming it on liquor, that alcohol. Pardon me if I'm moving way too fast. I just really can't get to dance with you. Ooh, baby. Whoa, I'm feeling, feeling alright. Let me throw your hands in the air.
There you go. Feeling all right. Feeling all right.
Pump your hands in the air. All right. I got a question for you, Will, from Tanya Jordan. She wants to know that, you know, you've been working with a lot of artists in the past and everything. Is there anybody that you haven't worked with that you would like to work with in the future?
Let's see. Well, there's actually two people that I've shared the stage with but never did, like, any duets with. One is Layla Hathaway. We did a whole basic tour together last year, but we never did a song together. You know, we came on stage at on separate occasions. And then the other one is Anita Baker, who's been promising to sing a duet with me for the last 15 years. And every year she sees me, she says the same thing, like, oh, baby, we got to sing a song together. Oh, baby, we got to sing. Oh, our voices were, I got to go right now, Will, but I'm going to reach out. And then I don't see her for a whole nother year. And then I, hey, Anita, oh, baby, I've been meaning to call you. We got to do that song together now, baby. Now, look at the time. Anita got to go.
Got to go.
She's been doing that to me for 15 years. So one day I'm going to nail it down.
Now, on this CD, all but one song are originals. At this moment, it's a cover song, Billy Vera and the Beaters cover song, but all the other ones are originals.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you come up with the concept to add the conversations in it as opposed to just doing all songs?
I think it would have been extremely difficult to tell the whole story just with songs alone. That's a lot of work. I mean, this project, you probably wouldn't come out for another 2 or 3 years if that were the case. And even with the story the way it is now, I mean, there's still, like, loopholes, but you just have to use your imagination to kind of, you know, tie the timeline in together to make the story complete. So it was even difficult with the spoken parts to kind of make this whole thing make sense. So, I mean, it's a huge undertaking. A lot of the spoken parts, you know, we had to keep reworking it to make sure that the story made sense within the limited amount of time that we have to tell the story. So, yeah, it was tough. I can't even lie. I mean, some of those things were recorded two and three times, and these people, you know, don't live around the corner from me. You know, so it meant several trips to Philadelphia where, you know, Deanna lives, or several takes of, you know, sending stuff out to Royale, who now lives in L.A., to kind of do his thing. And, you know, it was tough. I can't lie.
I was just going to say it's very well arranged. The songs with the conversation pieces and the songs and the conversation pieces. It's very well arranged, so it's, the story flows very nicely, and you can tell, you know, and I think the conversation pieces definitely help tell the story as well. So it's very nice. I think you guys did a very good job.
Thank you very much.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And the cover song at this moment, I read that actually caught your attention. Michael Bublé, a version of this cover tune, actually caught your attention, and that's what got you thinking about rearranging it and everything and doing it on your own.
Yeah, I mean, my wife watches all those Dancing with the Stars, or So You Think You Can Dance, or, you know, every reality show that you can think of. For some reason, she watches them. And I was watching behind her one day, and I saw a couple dancing to Michael Bublé's version of At This Moment. And I thought that it could, you know, sorry to say it, I just thought that it wasn't done credit. I mean, here's a song that's an amazing tune. When I used to work a day job, I used to hear that song twice and three times a day. And the woman that I worked with, who sat across me, would cry uncontrollably when this song came on. So that's how I got initially attached to it. And when I heard his version, I was like, well, that song is missing something. It's missing something. And then at that moment, I have a little studio in my basement. I ran downstairs, and I started working on a vocal arrangement of it. And I called a couple of my friends, a gentleman named Chris, named Phil Davis out of Atlanta. And I called him and just said, hey, man, do you know this song? And he said, yeah, I kind of know it. And over the phone, we just sort of worked a different arrangement of it. And that's how I came up with my arrangement of At This Moment. Now, someone else might hear my version and kind of go, that sucks, or that's not the best it could be, and do another arrangement. And it's not a, you know, I'm not dissing Michael Bublé's version of it, but I was so attached to the original and had, you know, such a tie into it, I just felt that it needed something else, you know, for me. So everyone has their own taste buds, and that's kind of the way I, you know, wanted to hear it.
Okay. All right. Well, we are talking to audio novelist Will Wallace, a.k.a. Will Down,
a.k.a. the Prince of Sophisticated Soul. You know.
About his brand new CD, Love, and Lies.
What am I again? I'm an audio novelist. I like that. Okay. Sorry.
An audio novelist.
That's a nice one there. I like that one myself.
I've never heard anything like that before, but, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
Feel free to use that, Will. Feel free to use that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Nice title.
Since you talked about the song At This Moment, I want to play that one next.
Okay, great.
with the knowledge that you just don't love me. No, 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 no. Did you think I would curse you and say things to hurt you? 'Cause you just don't love me. Don't love me no more.
Baritone voice. Love that
voice.
Thank you. Yeah, that was nice. That was very nice. And my significant other, she's over here now, Milton on the couch, so yeah.
Hey, what you do after the show is over your own, is your own business. Okay?
Oh, let's go to the phones. Area code 585. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello. Good evening.
Good
Hi,
evening.
What's your name?
I'm Angie. I'm in Rochester, New York.
Hi, Angie. Meet Will.
Hi. Hi, Mr. Well, hello, Will. We
there
meet
you
again.
Go. All right. Get it right.
Meet again. I met you in 05 in New Jersey after the concert.
Okay.
And I'm an avid fan of yours. Your music takes me to a place like no other.
Oh,
and
thank you.
People don't give you the props that you deserve. You just don't get it.
Amen.
But I love you. I love your music. 2005 must have been a year for people meeting their special someone, because I met a special someone at one of your concerts in Rochester, and let's just say it's all good.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I could help.
Well, I wish you would come back to Rochester, and I would love it if you came with Kim. The two of you together, I think, would be a phenomenal show. That would work. But
you know what? Hopefully the powers that be are listening to you right now up in the Rochester area, and you know, we can make it happen. Preferably before the winter kicks in up there. I know your winters are pretty brutal.
Yeah, well, you tell Kyle to bring it on back home.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Kyle is originally from Rochester.
You tell Kyle to bring it on back home. But I have one question that I'm going to go. When are you going to do a live CD?
I don't know. A lot of people ask me to do a live DVD and a live CD. And, you know, I would say that it is in the immediate future. I would say it's in the immediate future.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That would be real
nice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Angie.
God bless. Thank you.
All right, Angie. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. I have a question from the chat room. Cynthia would like to know, would you collaborate with Rochelle Farrell again? And how do you classify your music? You consider yourself a jazz artist or an R&B artist?
Well, to answer the first question, Rochelle and I, we don't have anything on the books at the moment to work together, but, you know, you never say never.
Mm-hmm.
As far as my classification, I would say I'm more of an R&B singer than a jazz singer. I mean, there's, you know, so many different avenues when you use the word jazz that you can go down. So I would say I'm more of a contemporary jazz vocalist, or I'm an R&B vocalist with kind of jazz overtones in everything that I do. So, you know, that would be my answer. I mean, I'm still kind of like on the fence of whether or not I love one more than the other. So I kind of, you know, put both of them together, and that's how I've kind of developed my sound.
And you know, well, that was actually going to be one of my questions, because, you know, now we have this thing where, you know, if it's not R&B, it's neo-soul. You know, if it's not, you know, people like yourself, Layla, and now Lettucey, you guys are in that in-between. And, you know, me and Trey talk about this a lot. Right now, and I read that you even said that it's more toward a over 35 market versus, you know, a specific category like that. It's more for, I guess we say, grown and sexy or something like that. You know, how do people determine now?
Well, I think it's certainly for a sophisticated ear. I mean, you know, and with all the artists that you named, I mean, it's a certain air of sophistication that you have to have in order to appreciate this music, or you'll grow into it. Even in the event that we just did the last a few days ago in Atlanta, it was sort of in like this big lobby of the hotel, so anyone could basically come on through and listen. So there were a lot of people who were there who had no idea who I was, but just was kind of listening to the music in the background and or watching the performance. And then I met a gentleman who is actually out of the Baltimore area who works for Audi. And Audi was doing a big thing at the hotel, so a lot of the employees were there. So afterwards, I think he was about 28 years old, he said, "Hey, man, I had never heard of you before. I'm kind of like a hip-hop / neo-soul listener, but, you know, I kind of dug what you were, you know, where you were going with it, man, but I'm, you know, I'm hardcore, this, that, and the other." And I said, "Well, you know what, you're not going to be 28 forever, and your musical taste is going to change. And when your musical taste changes, guess who's going to be there waiting and probably opening up the door for you to come on into this world?" I said, "It'll probably be me." And he said, "Oh, man, you know, I mean, I'm, you know, I can listen to you, but, you know, right now this is where my head is." I ran into the dude later, and then he said, "Man, I did a little research on your music. I'm kind of feeling it a little bit." So it takes, you know, you really got to work with folks. You got to be patient with them in order to come into, you know, into this world. I mean, it's a world that, you know, at this point is not like the most popular thing in the world to do. To be an adult kind of R&B, urban, contemporary singer, it's not a popular world right now. Folks are definitely listening to the young upstarts that are good at what they do, or they're listening to straight up old school, or they're listening to hip hop. So it's like people like myself, or like a Layla or a Lettucey, you know, trying to find a place to kind of fit in the new world.
Will.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
I have a question. What is your favorite song to perform? What song, when you go on stage, can you not wait to sing?
Oh, I don't know if there's one song in particular that I can't wait to sing, but here's my mindset when I hit the stage. My goal is, you know, when I'm performing, is to kind of do like the perfect show. So I'm ready to kind of get it started. The first song is probably like the most, like, okay, if I don't mess up on this one, then maybe I can, you know, finally get the perfect show in. And so I'm just excited to just kind of get on stage and do what I do.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to get one more from Miss Jordan again. Miss Tanya Jordan, she wants to know, what gives you your inspiration to write the way that you do, and what motivates you?
Well, I think a lot of the things that I do are reality-based. We had a caller say earlier that she could relate to all the things that I was talking about, or a lot of things that I was talking about. I mean, I don't sing about things that I don't know about. I don't, you know, I don't have, like, the big mansion. I don't have the big limousine. I don't have the, you know, a lot of things that people kind of profess that they, or the lifestyle that they lead. That's not my thing. A lot of my songs are reality-based. I sing about what I know about, so I kind of stay in my lane. It's not, you know, I'm not a little bit of everywhere. You know, I don't sing about politics because I'm not a politician and I'm not that bright in that arena. But I do know about relationships. I've kind of lived, you know, through quite a few of them. And I try to sing about my portion of it, or I try to sing about people that I know that have been in relationships and what they've gone through, and with given the license to kind of talk about their story and mine, I kind of fuse them, and that's what I do. So all of it's reality-based. People can say, man, it's like you looking into my bedroom window when you wrote this song. Like, yeah, well, you know, that's a lot of people's bedroom windows. You know, we're all going through the good and bad of a relationship. So I just kind of sing about it.
Okay. I would like to read a couple of reviews of Love, Lust, and Lust, Love, and Lies. Kit O'Toole from blogcritics.org said, Will Downing has become a master of the quiet storm genre, and these songs are the perfect accompaniment for a romantic evening. Love, Lust, and Lies, and they got it backwards, it's Lust, Love, and Lies, an audio novel, should appeal to R&B, contemporary jazz, and quiet storm fans, and should satisfy longtime Downing enthusiasts. And then from SoulTracks.com, this latest collection is just as expertly assembled and silky smooth as any of Mr. Downing's other efforts.
Wow.
Those are two reviews. Ah, yeah.
I'm honored.
Lust, Love, and Lies. Yes, definitely. Now, well, how were you discovered?
the real story is I was in junior high school. And in junior high school, when I was coming up there, you know, the arts were in every school, every class, every student. So they made us take choir, a choir class. So when I was in this choir class, the teacher would walk up and down the line, you know, that they had for all of us singing. And then she walked by and then, well, actually, I'm sorry, he walked by. And he would always kind of stop when we were singing, you know, it could have been like the national anthem or something like that. He would always stop by me and kind of listen for a second. Then he'd move on. Then he came back and he stopped again. He listened to me. And then class was over and he says, hey, you know, before you move on, I want to talk to you. So he said, hey, there's a program that happens on Saturdays in Brooklyn that I want you to be a part of. And I said, well, you know, what's going on? He says, well, you know, it's the barrel-wide chorus, and I want you to sing in this barrel-wide chorus. And, of course, I said, nah, I'm not, I don't want to do that, you know. On Saturdays, I want to go and play ball with my friends. So by the time I got home, he had already called my parents, and I walked in the door, and the first thing they said to me was, you're doing this thing on Saturdays. I was like, damn. Okay, so they dragged me to this program, and I went in there, and I started liking it. I have to admit, I was having a good time. It was the first time that I discovered that girls really like guys who could sing. And I was, you know, I was at that age. I was 13, 14 years old. My hormones were rushing. I was like, you like me? Mm-hmm. All right, I'll be back here next Saturday at 10 o'clock, you know. And that's how it started. I mean, after that, I ended up going to an arts high school and really studying music there and really getting into it and, you know, found out that I was, you know, one of the top singers and entertainers in the high school. And then that developed into me becoming a background vocalist, and then that developed into me becoming a solo vocalist, and so on and so on. So this whole thing started, you know, when I was about 13 or 14 years old.
Wow, okay. Question from the chat room. Cynthia would like to know, what was the inspiration for your song, Beautiful to Me, from your Emotions CD?
Oh, that was me and Armstead Christian had primarily written the lyrics of that song. And Armstead came over to my apartment, and the apartment was basically, every room was being utilized except my daughter's room. And my daughter's room at that time was painted pink with, you know, dolls and all this stuff all over the place. And we were trying to find an idea of what we wanted to say in the song, and then we just sort of looked around the room and just said, let's write a song about a relationship between a father and a daughter. And that's what we did. So we wrote about our, you know, we both have daughters around the same age, so we wrote about that experience. And then what we did was just imagined our youngest daughters now becoming mothers in their own right, and then them talking to their children and saying the same exact thing. So we're saying to our daughters, you're beautiful to me, and then we kind of, you know, sped the clock up and said, put them in a scenario where they had children, and they're looking at their children and saying, okay, you're beautiful to me as well. So that's kind of what it's about.
Okay. I have a comment from the chat room. Al Winters says, I've spent more than 30 years in radio, and other than Barry White, no one has captivated an audience with a rich baritone voice suited for the Quiet Storm type formats like Will Downing.
Oh, well, thank you. Al, thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate that.
Now, we're coming up just on an hour. I would like to play one more song. Can you hang out just for this one last song?
Sure, of course.
Okay, I'll let you pick it. What should I play next?
Let's see. It's getting late. So, hey, let's go with the phone sex song, Consensual.
All right.
It's becoming that witching hour. It's pretty close. You can call around this time. It's, you know, it's that booty call time. So why not? Let's just go with it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You want to talk about this, or you want me to just play it?
We can talk about it for a second.
Okay.
Well, the song Consensual is, you know, what I discussed. It is a phone sex song. It's a very clean phone sex song, but it basically came from the two characters have gotten to know each other, Will Rollins and Dee. And basically, in any relationship, it's always a matter of who's going to be the first person to say something slightly off the beaten path. You know, we've already gotten past, hey, I really like you, you really like me, you might have already kissed already or whatever. And it's always in the back of someone's mind, I wonder how she really feels, I wonder how he really feels, is she a this, is he a that? And someone has to throw it out there, you know, to find out what this person is really made of. And that's what this is. This is that 3 o'clock in the morning phone call. Hey, I was thinking about you, wondering if you were thinking about me. And you sit there, you know, with your holding your breath going, please say you're thinking about me too. Please say you're thinking about me too. Yes.
3 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock
in the morning. They just came in. They were out hanging out. You know, so she's home. He's, hey, you all right? You cool? Great. Fantastic. Are you awake? Yeah, I'm awake. You want to talk? And, of course, inevitably, at that hour in the morning,
anybody talking?
We're not exactly talking about today's news at 3 o'clock in the morning. So
that's right.
That's where consensual comes from.
And this was a song that I had another reaction to at the end. So here's Will Downing's Consensual from the Lust, Love, and Lies CD on Talking Smooth Jazz on blogtalkradio.com.
Thank you.
morning in my head. Don't want to offend you, babe, saying what I'm about to say. Free flow, grown conversation, that's the way it feels today. And you can talk to me like you talk up in the beauty shop. Just 'cause a man enters the room don't mean the conversation has to stop. Like this, it's like that, baby. It's like that, it's like this, it's like that, baby. Like that very first kiss when you kiss my friend, I kiss your lips. Talk to a brother, man, need to know just what makes your erotic flow. Your erotic flow. Your erotic flow. First, I want to make love to your mind. I am, I am. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Can't fault a brother for trying. If there's something you'd like to say, then please let it go. Please let it flow. Talk to me, baby. Just say
church this morning, wouldn't it? Oh, my Lord.
Hey, it is 4 o'clock in the morning, and they both, you know.
Oh, my gosh. So. When I heard that, I was like, they having phone sex. Now you want to go to church?
Yes, indeed. He made love to her mind. I was like, good Lord, he made love to the woman's mind. Goodness gracious.
Yes, I tell you people, you have to pick this CD up, Lust, Love, and Lies, an audio novel. Go to Amazon.com and order it tonight.
Yeah.
All right, Rhonda has one more question, and then we're going to let you go.
Okay.
You got it.
Will, do you have any plans for any music videos for this CD?
Well, I'm not sure. Trying to be politically correct here. Let's see. Let me use the politically correct answer. videos, I've been told, are extremely expensive, and they are.
Okay.
And the outlets for videos for adult artists, they're very few, unfortunately.
Okay.
So if there were to be some videos, it will probably be something on a smaller scale and probably set for kind of internet viewers.
Okay.
More so than kind of like the videos that I've done in the past that are a little on the expensive side. So we're trying to find a way to do it, to tell the whole story, you know, in a little bit more of a costly way. So there could be, and, you know, there should be. And we'll see.
Okay. All right. Are you on tour?
Okay.
Where are you going to be performing next?
Next show is actually in a couple of days, actually in North Carolina. I'm in a place called Cary, North Carolina, along with Charlie Wilson and Chrisette Michelle. And then next week I'm back out on the road again. But you can always just go to the website, willdowning.com, and it'll tell you exactly where I am, what I'm doing, and all that fun stuff.
Okay. Now, I have a favor to ask of you.
Mm-hmm.
And
you got one too?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right, because I got one too. So you
oh, Lord.
Well, you do yours, Mike.
Mike, you want me to use your first.
No. I think you go ahead and do yours first, because mine is finale.
Mine will close out the show.
Okay, well, you're going to close. Okay, well, Will, my girlfriend, the one you talked to earlier, she wants you to sing the hook for A Million Ways to Please a Woman for her real fast.
Real fast? A million ways to please a woman. A million ways to please a woman. Is that fast enough?
She's like, no.
A million ways to please a woman. A million ways to please a woman. How's that?
Okay, I think that was it, because she's sitting here with her hand over her mouth, and she's just doing all kind of hand expressions right now. I think she's in the gang. I don't know.
I hope you guys have a video camera so y'all can videotape what's going to happen when we all get off the telephone.
Okay, my favorite is, would you please sing a little of When Sonny Gets the Blues? Would you sing a little bit of that?
Oh, wow. Okay. When Sonny gets blue, her eyes get gray and cloudy, and the rain begins to fall. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, mother's gone, so what's the matter? No sweet love, a man comes to call. I haven't sung that song probably since I recorded it.
Wow. Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you.
What is your secret? I need your secret recipe, Will. I haven't seen my woman act like this, okay? We've been together for like 2 years now. She's never act like this. She's sitting here hand over the mouth. What is your secret, brother? What is your secret?
Hey, man, I tell the men at every show you should just sing to them. It doesn't matter how bad.
Just sing to them, but she said
just
I can't sing for nothing.
Oh, well, just make the attempt. Or whisper real well.
Okay,
whisper. You can do that. Yeah, whisper.
Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to talk to you. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, everyone. Everyone, enjoy your evenings. All right, Ms. Rhonda, Mr. Mike, and Ms. Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Girl, enjoy your evening.
Thank you so much.
All right, well, you too.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. The Crown Prince of Sophisticated Soul, Will Downing. The CD is Lust, Love, and Lies, an audio novel. Go to Amazon.com and get it. I'm telling you, you are going to be pleasantly surprised with this CD. It includes elements of comedy, tragedy, and all the subtle shades in between. It is so, so good. So pick that up. Rhonda, you were going to say something?
Oh, Jeff, can I scream now?
You were just going to what?
Can I scream now?
Oh, no. What do you want me? I swear.
Oh, man.
She said she would scream after the show. She would scream after we went off the phone. Oh, man. Too much.
Well, go ahead and scream, girlfriend. Go ahead and let it out.
Oh, no, it'll be on iTunes.
Will Downing.
Never mind.
Will Downing.
Oh, my Jesus.
What is his secret? I got to find out.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. Girlfriend.
But you guys have to get the CD. This CD is off the hook. Like I said, it's 11 songs, and the rest are, like Terry said, conversations, between Will and his curses. And very nice CD. I mean, this one's hot. This one is it. So you guys got to get this.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
I tell you, Unique is a mess. Unique is a total mess on this CD. I'm going to play the next song after Consensual. So, after they have the phone sex, and Will asked her if they're going to church. This is the next song after that, and it's called Safe in His Arms. And this is done by
Dave Hollister.
Thank you.
Dave Hollister and Will, yes.
Safe in His Arms.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Brother Will and Brother Dave, come on up here and bless this lovely congregation with a song. The Lord has been to me when I feel down. Picks me up when no one else is around. Walks and talks with me. Understands my likes, my wants, my needs. That's why I love him so much. Even when I can't see, he shelters me. Protects me from the traps that are daily set for me. I don't know why he loves me like he does, but I am so glad he does. Oh, 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 shape
in his love,
in his love,
all the special
play
in your heart.
My friend, that's not gonna matter in here.
No, no.
Or anything that you've done for fun or to help someone is not gonna get you in either zone.
No, no.
Only what you do for him is gonna last. So don't count on the good things that you've done in the past.
No, no.
If you didn't have the right intentions when you did them, there's no need to mention them, say.
Doesn't matter how much money you're worth, cause I read somewhere that the last shall be first and the first shall be last. And all your jewelry and cash or your private stash still won't save your money. Can't buy you good health. It'll make you rethink what you think is wealth. And when you need someone you can talk to, he'll always be there for you.
In his arms.
In his arms. That is from the Lust, Love, and Lies CD. That was Dave Hollister. Will said about this song, gospel is not my forte, and I openly admit it. Dave, on the other hand, is a great gospel singer, so I figured I'd let him take the lead and I would follow, and we'd complement each other along the way. Very nice.
I love Dave Hollister for those Blackstreet days, you know. And then when he released Chicago 85, Dave Hollister, he's a very nice vocalist. I love him.
And I also read that Princess Diana, Will, was her favorite balladeer. I meant to mention that to him. But, yeah, she loved her some Will Downing. I can understand that. I can understand that. Okay, let me tell you who's coming up this weekend. on Talking Smooth Jazz on blogtalkradio.com. Saxophonist Jack Pirobilski will be up on Saturday. Sunday we have a two-hour show with flutist Randy Mueller and saxophonist Rodney Taylor. Randy's CD, let me go back. Jack's CD is called Out of the Box. Randy's CD is called Boom Chang Bang. Really nice CD as well. Rodney Taylor's CD is A Conversation. Can I Blow for You is the name of his CD. Excellent CD as well. And then on Monday, UNAM will be on to talk about his brand new live DVD at Anthology in San Diego. So those are the shows coming up. As we said in church, govern yourselves accordingly and try to join us if you can. Oh, goodness. Mike, you have anything to add?
Not so much. I just, you know, I know all the ladies are happy tonight, you know, that Will came on and sung a cappella and, you know, did his thing. So, you know, so Will down on this man, I got to say. And, you know, with that story that he told about the young 28-year-old, I mean, that's so true because even when I was coming up, my musical taste changed, you know, toward the smooth jazz genre and everything. And it's just such a shame that Will Downing is not in the same realm as, like, a Luther and guys like that. I mean, Will is popular, but, you know, he should be a bigger star than what he is. Because that man, he puts on a good show when he comes out. I mean, he puts on a tremendous show. You know, I've never seen women, I mean, he comes out just standing at the microphone and women just fall out. I'm like, the brother ain't said nothing yet. But they fall out. I mean, the guy is just off the hook. I mean, he needs to get more props. Like the young lady said earlier, he needs more props. Definitely.
And let me just also say that tomorrow is Mike's birthday. So do you have any plans?
I'm not a big planner. You know, and things like that. I just, you know, go for whatever. And I'm just going to chill out. Like, I'm not the type to get excited and know it's a birthday, you know, and all that. So I just, you know, I'll be at home so you guys can call me and say happy birthday. I'll be sitting here chilling.
Okay, you know, Cheryl and Lori and them will call you about 3 or 4 o'clock
in the morning. Yeah, you know, come on. You chill up. I get something on Facebook every morning. I'm up 2 o'clock in the morning. Lori, you chill up. Go to sleep. Cheryl, you chill up. Go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Miss Rhonda?
Yes.
You did very well tonight. Thank you so much for being our fan co-host.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you. I'm into it. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord. She called off the air. She cut out. Lord have mercy.
I held it together as long as I could.
She needs to get that screen, my girlfriend. Go for it. Go for it.
I did it already. I'm just trying to get the tears together. Okay.
All right. Well, I am going to close the show with the song that Will sung, When Sunny Gets Blue. So thank you, everyone. Al Winters, Andrew, N24, Bonnie Fan, Carol, Cheryl, Cynthia, Seeker, Tammy, all of those that are in the chat room, all of the guests. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. I appreciate it. Those of you that are listening outside of the chat room, thank you. And those of you that are listening to an archive show, thank you very much. Hit us up on Facebook. Join our fan and group pages on Facebook. You can follow myself or Mike on Twitter. I am Jazz_Queen. Mike is The Daily Grind, T-H-A, Daily Grind, and you can follow us on Twitter as well. All right, so, Rhonda, you know how we close out the show, right?
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, it's all good.
Just follow our lead. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And Flower Girl.
There you go. And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again this weekend. Here is Will Downing's When Sunny Gets Blue on Talking Smooth Jazz, blogtalkradio.com. Until next time, keep it smooth.
When sunny gets blue, her eyes get gray and cloudy, then the rain begins to fall. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, love is gone, so what can matter? No sweet love, a man comes to call. When sunny gets blue, she breathes a sigh of sadness. like the wind that stirs the tree. When that starts the leaves to sway, like some violins are playing, weird and haunting melody. People used to love to hear her laugh, see her smile. That's how she got her name. Since that sad affair, she's lost her smile. My son is